Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's check in with the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, I haven't had a chance to check lately. What's the Mississippi River doing? What level?
4-1. It's kind of hanging threes and right at four right now, which is unusual for it to have a jump like that. But I think a lot of it's tidal surge. We had so much northeast wind this week, and it just the marsh was running into the river instead of vice versa. So, yeah, it's a little high, and it's a little bit dirtier than normal, but I think it'll go away. Like I said, we've had a giant tidal surge. The marsh went from the most beautiful green to brown in 3 days.
Yeah, and, boy, I understand the redfish are just off the charts down there right now. The marshes are full of those pumpkins, you know?
Yeah, lots of undersized, too, which is good. There's a lot of reds, but, you know, it's been very difficult fishing, but the boys are doing good. They got 11 boats rolling out right now, so it's be a good day. The trout. I know that you know it's after October 1st. It's probably 10th or 11th right now, so they're here. But we just hadn't had a chance to really get after them because of the wind. But I'm going down after a while. I'm going to figure that out right quick.
Yeah, well, you know, this is like Robbie was talking earlier this morning. You know, this is the time of year where you have to get out there, you know, before daylight and try to get those hours in before the sun gets up and bakes on you. I mean, right now it's very comfortable out there.
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, yesterday I was on the road all day going to Baton Rouge and Lafayette, getting licenses and bringing alligator hides to get tanned. And I didn't get back to late last night, so I stayed home. But I'm getting that boat today because it's such beautiful weather. That wind is nice. The humidity's down. It's just a wonderful time to be out there. So, you know, I'm going to get after it. I got a little work to do, but after that, I got to get out there and go. We've got a falling tide all day, so it'll be great.
How's the alligator tags holding out? Still got some to fill?
Yeah, I have some. And we go all the way to December 31st, so normally I'll just go smack them. But I got so much meat right now, and I had so many skins. I'm still dealing with all these skins. So I think I got, I don't know, 6 more tags to fill. So we just wait. The other day, some customers wanted to go, but I wasn't there to do it. So, you know, the customers are there, and they say, oh, can we go kill an alligator? Sure, you can. Jump in the boat. Let's go.
Yeah. I tell you, what does it take for them to stop feeding? When does that happen? What does that water temperature get down to?
Well, they're cold-blooded, but, you know, even in the degrees in the wintertime when we're duck hunting and it gets in the 30s, when that sun comes up, and they'll get on that bank and they'll soak in that heat and that warms them right up. So, you know, that dark skin, all they got to do is sit there for a while and they warm up. So I imagine they're still going to eat, but, you know, I don't necessarily have to have them eating to go get them. You know, I could shoot them and then gaff them. You know, that's what I like to do, or gaff them and shoot them either way. You know, I like that free gaff. It's a lot more exciting for the customers to do that. It's hard to get on the big ones real good, but we've been able to do it. I gaffed at 10-8 the other day. That was a war. Boy, he was mad. Golly.
Yeah, that's a big boy to deal with there.
Yeah, the customers love that, though. So, you know, it took four of us to get him in the boat, I can tell you that.
I tell you, it's interesting to watch. You know, you can remember, too, when alligators were an actual endangered species. They were just about wiped out, and now they've come back to where they're almost a nuisance. But guess what's kind of gone away and hard to see? Nutria. Remember when you used to go down the canal and they'd be crisscrossing back and forth like traffic on Canal Street? Now, yeah, it's hard to spot a nutria anymore.
I was filming an IMAX film on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, and I saw the first nutria I've seen in a while, because, you know, the freeze really hammered them, plus the tail bounty really hammered them, and the marsh was so thick.
Yeah.
But I heard a couple of them, you know, crying out too, so, but not many, but there's a few, but they reproduce really quick, but that cold really spanked them. But the alligators, they like you said, they're becoming a nuisance. I got them in the yard every day. I got them dead all over the road. And here it is. I went to Lafayette to try to get them inspected. You just still have to have them inspected before you can do anything with them. I mean, they're going to have to lessen the regulations on that. And I'll discuss that with the commission maybe next week or in November there. But, you know, we got to lessen the regulations on them a little bit. I mean, last year I had to throw them a hide away. Nobody wants them. If they can't get the meat, they don't want the hide.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? It used to be the other way around, man. The hides were getting $50 a foot, and the meat was a giveaway.
Now it's $125 for a 10-foot alligator, you know, just so they can get the meat, really. So, and it's such a beautiful thing. I was at Mark Staten yesterday in Lafayette, and the things that they could do with the alligator skins, it's just magnificent. It's beautiful. Very expensive, but beautiful.
Boy, what a playground you live in down there, man. Tell people how they can get involved in it and come share it with you.
I'm such a fortunate guy that I've done this all my life. Yeah, you know, you can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or just call me direct at 504-559-5111. And the ducks will be coming in shortly. You know, there's not a whole lot down, just wood ducks, mottled ducks, and a few teal still, but they're coming. It's on. The migration will be here another 2 weeks, and we'll have ducks everywhere and fish everywhere. It's a wonderland. There's no doubt about it, buddy.
Tomorrow's National Gumbo Day. What's the most popular gumbo down at Cajun Fishing Adventures?
I like deer sausage and chicken myself. You know, a good seafood gumbo is good, but for some reason that goes to home. You know, I don't know why that memory stays more at home. But later on, we'll do a lot of duck gumbo every day when we come back from duck hunting. We have a nice hot duck gumbo sitting there, and that's really good.
Oh, on a cold morning? Yeah, don't get no better than that.
Yes, indeed. You're right about that, my friend.
All right, well, we'll look forward to those days coming up soon. Thank you, Ryan. Talk to you next week.
All right, we'll see you.
There he goes, Cajun Fishing Adventures, Ryan Lambert. All right, I've been talking about this all morning long. I feel it's a betrayal by the menhaden industry. They made a deal with the state of Louisiana, with the recreational fishing, with the CCA. They hammered it out after months and months, and now they're not happy. They want a better deal without any studies. Brad Trasher is back next. You'll hear his message he's put out on Facebook regarding the pogie industry. Coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.